Cokestown Park, a beautiful, beautiful set for this event today, Davey. How are you?
Absolutely great, Jerry. The weather has been, I think all the ladies that were praying for us, we thank them kindly for their input, because there hasn't been a drop of rain today.
And we're creating a bit of a fuss here ourselves in Ross FM.
That's right, you have a foxy looking chap out there selling tickets for you. I think he's a great pull.
Yeah.
Keep him out of the hen house though, that's my advice.
And I'm amazed how many cars are here.
Yeah, we've over 160 cars registered, and then there's other people that just didn't register, so I think there's about 200 cars, bikes, tractors here at least on the day. And then there's obviously a few hundred cars belonging to the public as well, so it's a resounding success.
Yeah, but the quality of the cars.
Yeah, you know. Everything from Ferraris, Mercedes, Talbot, you name it, there's Escorts, Granadas, Capris, cars of our youth, and then there's the more modern stuff. The Jap scrap, as I got it, I won myself, but all that kind of stuff. It's just great to see the turnout of everything that's here, and everybody's enjoying themselves. All the owners are talking to each other, you know, it's like proud parents talking about their favourite child, you know. It's great,
Jerry. Yeah, and I've been walking around, and as you said, I've seen all varieties. I met actually Nario from one of your main sponsors
that's
here.
Correct, yeah, he's a very generous man. We wouldn't have been in the position to do what we did only for Nario's assistance, and he brought down six of the cars from his relatives and things. He could scrape them up. He bullied them all into bringing cars down. So thank you very much, Nario.
And where's the furthest car that travels, do you know?
I know there's one man came from Donegal this morning in the blue Volkswagen van. There's other people from the Fiat Club that came from Limerick. I think they're all corners of Ireland, thank God, yeah. And of course, there's a good few local cars here from within the county that we didn't have to travel far at all. But what can we say? It's fantastic. One man, a man there from Valley League, Mr. Glennon, he brought 8 or 9 American cars with him.
Yeah, and I saw them in.
Yeah.
And they're in different parts of the courtyard as well, which, and the setting here is amazing, isn't it?
Fantastic setting, yeah. And then we have the Ross FM hillbilly music blaring out, which is fantastic as well. Because let's face it, we're all hillbillies under the skin.
Yeah. And we're doing a fundraiser, and I want to thank you on behalf of Ross FM for allowing us in. I know you're fundraising for two other charities as well.
That's right, yeah. The ladies from Cushel are here selling their scones and buns and things. We're not selling them, they're actually giving them away, and if anyone wants to make a donation, they're very thankful for it. And further on then, we have the Blood Bikes West. They have a fantastic display here. They brought several of their bikes and their collectors and that. And there's a few others we want to mention as well, Jerry. I mean, the Irish Army sent down an old Congo. It's the only one of its type that's still driving. It's a Ford-based, what you call it?
That's parked in front of the house.
That's parked in front of the house. But it's the only one that's not in a museum anywhere in the world of that variety. It was in the Congo on active service. It was restored by the Army. And again, thanks to them for bringing that down to us. So, just we have such a great turnout here.
If there's anybody else you want to thank, you just go ahead, fire away.
Well, just anyone that turned out today, I mean, the public are still arriving here, thankfully. And everyone that brought a car or a tractor, people, like that man from Ballyleague, that brought his car, he went over and back and forth 9 cars, bring, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Great patience, you know.
Yeah.
People are great for things like that. So,
And being your first event, are you happy with it?
Ecstatic.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ecstatic, Jerry. We couldn't have wished for better.
Yeah.
As I said, the weather is a huge part in these events. And thankfully, it was right. But the class of the cars that came today, you know, E-type Jags, you don't see them around the street so often. Ferraris, Mercedes, and Talbot. I haven't seen a Talbot in years. Then there's an original little car in the courtyard there. It belonged to a solicitor here in Strokestown, and it drove here today. I think it's early 1900s car. So, yeah, it's great. If you find out what's in people's sheds, sometimes they won't. It won't necessarily surprise you, but it's good to see them being opened up now and then.
Yeah, and again, I want to thank you. As I said, we're here from Ross FM. We're fundraising. So if you have a chance, come down. And as I said, great, Davey. Thanks a million for that.
Yeah, Jerry won't even tell me how many balls are in the car. But look, I've had a few guesses, so I've paid me price like everyone else. Hopefully, if I win it, there was no collusion.
And I don't even know how many balls. That's the question. The question on everybody's lips is, how many balls in the back of the Beetle? And we want to thank Clint Rowan for it. And I want to thank Up to Daisy for the balls. And they still don't know how many balls they're missing, believe it or not. But anyway, I want to give a special thanks to Ricky. He's a new member of our team, and he's providing great, great music here. Ricky Dean, you'll catch him on Wednesday at on Ross FM, and you can tune in 94.6. Robbie's here, and the Fox is here again. Seamus, underneath the skin, that's Seamus Dockery. And John Thomas just had to pass me by here. Anyway, this is Jerry Jago signing out from Stokestown Park, where we're having a massive, massive great day down here today.
Ah, yeah, and that was a wonderful day there. And that was a chat I had with Davy Noon, who was the PRO for the group out there. And a very, very successful day, I must say. And well, very well organised and very well supported again. And I want to thank him on behalf of Ross FM for allowing us in to do our fundraising there. And I want to thank everybody. I suppose the reaction we got to the Beatle is just absolutely amazing. The children were involved, there was adults involved, there was lots and lots of conversation around the Beatle. How many balls is there in the back of the Volkswagen Beetle? Lynch Florin's Volkswagen Red Beetle, you'll see it around the town, and all you have to do is guess how many balls and your chance to win 1,000. Amazing, €1,000, a whopping €1,000. But all again, it'll only cost you €2 for one guess or three guesses for a fiver. You can come down to the station and drop in and buy when we have tickets available. We're in the Farmers Market and you will see us in a few shows. Hopefully we're travelling to Elf Inn. If anybody around Elf Inn wants to come up and give us a hand, or if also we'll be in, we hope to be in Casey's fairly soon, and we will be travelling. You'll see the Beetle. You might see it on the back of a trailer soon, but anyway, you will see the Beetle and your chance to get up close and personal with the Beetle and see how many balls in the back. Anyway, this is Jerry Jago, and as I said, thanks Davey for that lovely, lovely interview there, and again, a very successful day. Well done to all involved in that day down in Strokestown Park. Beautiful venue. And again, I must say, Strokestown Park, for the venue itself, it's a lovely, lovely venue, but also the feel down there was amazing in the restaurant. So get yourself down. If you want to go down to Strokestown Park. The gardens are gorgeous. The fairy walk is lovely. And the house itself is very, very interesting. History on your doorstep in Strokestown Park. Bye-bye now, and thanks a million, Davey.